answer Sripalat Prabhu's question a little bit more. Let me say, I wanted to do a little bit better on my answer, but this will be extremely brief. See, the unique way about the Tree of Life concept, which will take care that it is not drifting into mundane self-improvement and the dangers which come with it, that means just the material platform, is that to everything which we do, we apply sattva. Sat means eternal, and tva means like from tattva, the truth. Sattva is that mode of nature, or that force in nature, which is open for transcendental or spiritual truth. So the sattvic compassion will be different from the rajasic or tamasic compassion, in that it is always open for the spiritual or transcendental dimension. I just want to leave it with this, but this came to me that remember the first evening when we spoke about the four human needs. Actually, you came later, but I explained it, I think, the day when you came, the spiritual need, physical, emotional, and social need. We said that this is not new. Many good thinkers of modern times have thought about this. But what is new is that we apply to this model the mode of sattva, which gives it a total different touch, which helps it become spiritually open, just like a sugar crystal, which is thrown into a pot of molasses, will crystallize the whole pot. So a sattvic compassionate person, what it means to be sattvic compassion, that we will learn a little bit today in the workshop. It will be a little bit there. Good. I want to now go right into the workshop of today. I have a beautiful exercise for you. We will have it quite in the beginning of our workshop, which will be really very good. We did it in England and in Russia, and it's always brought, in some cases, some breakthrough experiences with it for the participants. I would like to make a short summary of this morning's lecture by quoting again Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur on compassion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "Sri Krishna is very quickly satisfied with persons who have compassion towards all others and do not cause them any pain and anxieties. Daya, or compassion, is the foremost quality of the Vaishnavas. Daya is their main dharma." A spiritual person just is naturally compassionate. And Srila Prabhupada told us a very nice story in this connection. He told about a sadhu who was walking near a pond, maybe a pond just like you see when you drive up to the temple and it appears on your left side. In the pond, he noticed a scorpion who was drifting on a little piece of wood. Now, this wood had soaked up already a lot of water. It was sometimes moving this way and that way, and the scorpion was in a very dangerous position. He thought, he was sometimes gliding into the water, then struggling up and going again on the piece of wood. And he he was really in danger of his life. So the sadhu saw this scene, a piece of wood with a scorpion struggling to keep the balance and not drown. So he came with his hand and wanted to take the scorpion and save it. But whenever he came close, the scorpion began to strike at the hand of the sadhu. But the sadhu didn't give up. Again and again he moved the wood in the proper way so that the scorpion would be in safety. But again and again the scorpion tried to sting the hand who was about to save him. This was seen by another passenger who walked by, and he said, "Why do you try to help this envious scorpion? Don't you see he is intent of stinging you?" And the sadhu just smiled and said, "That's his nature, that's his dharma. But my dharma is to be compassionate. Should I give up my dharma because he's following his dharma? Should I give up my nature just because he's following his nature? I don't think so." And he tried again to help. The value of compassion is very much established in all the transcendental religions, but it must be properly applied. I would like to show you now a little video on Damodar Pandit's video screen, which is a nice thought-provoking video about our subject at hand. I will not tell you more, but I'm a little bit concerned because it is a little smaller. Can you all see? If not, you might just come forward like bees attracted to a glass of honey. It's a real thought-provoking video, and it goes a little fast, so it's important to catch. Hare Krishna.
Ah!
This video is good. It talked about a principle, the law of universal compensation. If you do good for others, the good comes back. This good man, this man who owned a pharmacy, gave free medicine to this boy who was stealing to get medicine for his sick mother. And this boy later became a doctor in the hospital. And when the man at the pharmacy had a heart attack, the boy who was now a doctor gave him the right treatment, an expensive treatment, and he gave it, he said, you have paid this already by giving a bag of medicine to me. This is what happens in compassion. When you give something to others, by the laws of nature, it's a universal law of compensation. What you give comes back to you. It's a karmic truth. But sattvic compassion adds another dimension to this. The dimension which comes through sattvic compassion is a spiritual compassion where you actually take care of a person, spiritual welfare, and spiritual being in whatever you do. That is in your consciousness, and you may help him with the things he immediately needs, but again, there is an openness and a transparency to spiritual truth. When you want to help people, three steps are necessary, and we will now go into an exercise which I know some of you will find highly, highly challenging and interesting at the same time. Not challenging in a bad way, but it will bring something out of you which you may not knew that it was there. Three steps you need to know in order to actually be able to do something out of compassion. This is a sattvic compassion. Meditate that all beings are equal. See that all experience misery, number two, in the same way as you do. Number three, if you want to eradicate misery, you will need to make a determined effort and take concrete measures. In the exercise which we will now do, I request you to know about the sattvic compassion and to take note of it. See, there are two perspectives there. Unlimited perspectives, but to make it here for our purpose workable, there is the tattva vichara and the apara vichara. Vichara means perspective, the way of seeing something. Apara, let's start with the second one, means the apparent reality. Tattva means the reality as it is in truth. I would love to give you an example of this. Prem Kishore, by material calculation, is very different from me. He is from New Zealand. He knows surfing. I have no idea. He lived his life in the ocean. He was very much a surfer. I don't know anything of it, and the ocean is much too cold for me as a habitation place, and so on. So there is, by material calculation or apparent calculation, a vast difference. He speaks a different language. Maybe he has different perspectives on life, for sure. But on the tattva vichar, looking on the tattva vichar, he and me are equal. We are true. We are truthfully spiritual souls. This is one way of applying the wisdom of the two perspectives. In the exercise, you will need to go from the apparent to the spiritual reality in order to get a switch of perspectives. I'm just saying this to already prepare you. And if you can manage to do it, especially at the time when you will slightly feel, I come to the edge of my comfort zone, at that time you will have a breakthrough and you will know what is the difference between material and spiritual compassion. I request you now to get up and to move the chairs back into the thing. Everyone please take their chair and also their cushions. You can bring the cushions forward here on a pile and the chairs back to the wall. We will need all the space which is available in this room, and that means that please also put your backpacks and any other bags to the side. I'm so excited to offer this exercise here in Australia, because I'm very, very confident that you will actually get a lot out of it. I would like the Matajis to use this space here. So all Matajis, please go there. Oh, Jayadev, Hare Krishna. I think we will ask Jayadev, we will sit him on a chair. That is better, because the exercise requires some walking. Maybe someone of you can can you take Jayadev, the elderly gentleman, and arrange that he gets a chair there? Or maybe if he goes already to a chair. Yeah, but you have to move the chair still a little bit more back, because we really need space for this. I mean, not tremendous space. Wow, the community hall is already becoming small. All right. Yes, it is better if the Matajis go for this exercise on the Mataji side. Okay, the room is made ready. I see some machines here. It might be that someone steps on top of them, and that would be the sad end of modern technology. Thank you. So what I will request you is to do what you did in the beginning, to move amongst yourself. And this time I request you to take care that the crowd mixes a little bit. I can see no, it's possible. It's not too narrow. It's easily possible. So one way of doing it would be to, yes, I need to really think to move it a little bit, but just a little, maybe 25. Yep. Sorry. So you can move a little bit like this in a circle. the Maharajis could move like this, please. Just start moving. Yes, like this. And mindfully move. Mindfully means do not make contact with others. Just be for yourself. Please try to center yourself a little. In other words, just walk on your own. Now you all move one person behind the other. You can also move a little criss and cross and so on, but avoid to bump into each other. Move by being curious what will come into this, what will come to you in the form of this exercise in compassion. Kindly remember that all of you who are moving are spiritual in nature. Soon the music will stop. For now I request you, if it is possible, to even close their eyes. You will see, if you walk consciously, you won't bump into each other. But if you are too many in a small spot, don't. No need. We will move and move. Please stop now. Don't move any longer. And find the person who is closest to you. I request you now to look deep into the person's eye in front of you. It is good if you don't giggle or anything. Hold the gaze. Don't look at the ceiling or at the floor. Whom do you see when you look? Remember, this person is spiritual, like me. Just like me, this person is seeking happiness in life. Just like me, this person wishes to avoid suffering. Just like me, this person has known sadness, loneliness, and despair. just like me, this person is trying to fulfill his or her needs. And just like me, this person is learning about life. Observe what happens inside of you as you look into the person's eye. We will now move out of the silent mood, and you can talk to the person in front of you. Give him some words of appreciation. You can clap him on the shoulder.
Thank you.
see you have many things still to share. I would suggest we can do that in the pauses. This was just a prelude or a preparation for a wonderful exercise based on Prahlad Maharaj's amazing compassionate nature. I would like to request you now to sit down as before. You will not move around any longer, so you can also take the chairs if you are a chair lover.
Are we sitting with the partners that we just had that connection with?
You don't need to sit with the partner with whom you made this connection with. You can sit wherever you wish to sit. She should have some music in the background.
Yes.
Krishna, Krishna. Was it difficult to look into the eye of the others? No? Yes? Yeah. For some it was, for others not, I hear. I think we are different people, and this is just the way it is. But please, let us keep in mind what is the point in this exercise. I think once we connect with the spirituality of this person, means that he is a soul really, or she is a soul, we come from the apparent reality, which is called the apara, or external reality, to the tattva, or tattva vichara, the truthful reality. See, the first point is meditate on the fact that the person before you is the same as you are. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, there was a very interesting Vaishnava who is a role model in compassion. His name is Vasudev Datta, and he was one of the expert singers in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He had a brother called Mukunda. They were born in the family of doctors, and they were expert in the Sangeeta Shastras, that means the knowledge of singing. But because they had this doctor background, this help profession was in them, they were very much thinking of the welfare of the Vaishnavas of Navadvip. Vasudev's primary personality trait was that he had tremendous compassion and was very generous. He spent all his money in giving medicine to the Vaishnavas of his time, commodities like plates, for instance, for eating. And he was spending so much of his money that Mahaprabhu eventually asked Shivananda Sena to become his financial advisor, so that Vasudev Datta would not himself sit on the street all the time and be a poor beggar without any means. Vasudev was a highly sensitive Vaishnava, and he was very aware of the suffering of all the beings. Once he approached the Lord and touched his lotus feet and begged him something which was very moving to the Vaishnavas. He said, "You are the Lord. Can you arrange that all the bad karma from all the sins of everyone in this universe is transferred to me, and then I will suffer what others are due?" Hare Krishna. I think to say this and to mean it, you have to be very, very merciful. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, in the Western world, Christians believe that only their guru, Jesus Christ, appeared in the world out of a desire to suffer on behalf of the people of the world by accepting their sins. But here we see that amongst Mahaprabhu's associates, Vasudev Datta Thakur, like Haridas Thakur, showed a compassion millions of times greater, and he was more generous as he was willing to suffer in the name of all the creatures in the universe. By so doing, he taught the world the unlimited nature of a Vaishnava's selfless love. And so, when Mahaprabhu heard that Vasudev Datta had this desire, transfer all the sinful reactions on my head, he made an amazing statement. He said, "Such a statement is not at all astonishing, because you, Vasudev Datta, I know you. You are an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And I can assure you, if a personality like you desires the liberation of all living entities in the universe, it's hogya, it's already done." Prahlad Maharaj, or the same person came as Vasudev Datta Thakur, is very, very dear to the Lord. Here's some notes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once was in the house of his dear devotee Srivas Pandit, and he reflected about Vasudev, and he said, "Vasudev is so dear to me that this, my body, belongs to him. If he wants to sell me, I allow myself to be sold. If someone has even come into the briefest contact with Vasudev Datta, he will be protected by Krishna." This is how Mahaprabhu appreciates compassion. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, just to show you the nature of these Vaishnavas, these parampara Vaishnavas, as a preface to our just small Prahlad exercise, had a prayer which is very remarkable. Ravindra Swarupabhu was the one who pointed out this prayer to me. He said it in the House of Congress, where even the American president was present. There was an inter-religious meeting, and he was representing the Hindu faith, and everyone was asked to say a prayer. And Ravindra Swarupabhu, he chose this prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, which I will say to you, which will help you to enter a spirit of compassion, which you will need for the exercise which we conclude this first session. There's a second session coming after you had your fruit break. So here it is for you. Yastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam Jayantu Bhutani Shivam Mito Diya manasyabhatram bhajata dadokshaye avishyatam no mati apyahaituki. May the entire universe be blessed with peace and hope. May everyone, driven by envy and enmity, become pacified and reconciled. May all living beings develop abiding concern for the welfare of others. May our own hearts and minds be filled with purity and serenity. May all these blessings flow naturally from the supreme benediction. Now comes the supreme benediction. May our attention become spontaneously absorbed in the ecstasy of pure love unto the transcendent Lord. Hare Krishna. So see this wonderful Vaishnava, he says from this love of Krishna comes a natural love which flows to the living beings who are part and parcel of Krishna. And this is the basis from which compassion is shown. My dear devotees and my dear skeptics, Hare Krishna, compassion is a very, very active force. It's not just a sentiment, it's a power. It is a sattvic power when it is wisely and used on the basis of spiritual understanding. When you invoke this, it will really do wonders. There was a U.S. university study. It was done in a hospital on cancer patients who were really in a bad state of cancer. There were people who were asked to pray from a mood of compassion for a part of this test group, the 50% of the cancer patients. Out of 100%, they took one group aside and they said to the probands, the people who participated in the experiment, you need to pray for them, out of a mood of compassion. They were tuned in. And even though the cancer patients didn't know that they were prayed for, one might ask here about the ethical dimension of this experiment. Although they didn't know that people prayed for them, they had many spontaneous healings, and their cancer and metastasis, it's called, went visibly back. The group of cancer patients to whom no compassionate prayer was done had no changes. So, if you can get it in your heart to, or let me say like this, if someone is compassionate towards you, that's very good. If you can get it in your heart to be compassionate towards others, that's also a very, very powerful force which will do good in this world. I want to now guide you through a compassionate exercise where you will be able to hopefully first access that feeling of compassion or empathy in your own heart. And then once you have it, you will be able to give it to others and benefit others. I must say, because you are devotees of Krishna, and you have heard a lot of some of us are never accustomed to wish anything good for ourselves. I will ask you first to access this feeling in relationship to yourself, because for the ordinary person it's easy to be concerned for himself, and then you will go from there and expand it to others. Okay, sit down properly. What this means is you try to bring your spinal cord straight. If you sit on the floor, you can just imagine there's a thread on the back part of your head, and it's just pulling you gently up so that you sit. If you sit on a chair, that's fine. Please also sit in an erect way. Now, just calm down by bringing your attention to your breathing like you are accustomed to do already. Become aware of each breath as you inhale, and also be aware of each exhaling breath. Because we are accustomed to always wish that our own life is happy and safe and peaceful, and of course we make arrangements that this happens as good as possible, we will start with a little exercise where we wish for our own well-being. Mentally tell yourself, may I be happy. Be specific and visualize the situation and the circumstances and the feelings of what it means for you to be happy. Maybe to sit in a wonderful kirtan and happily glorify Krishna. Maybe to sit with friends on the beach and share realizations. The next wish, may I be safe. Again, be specific and visualize the desired circumstances and feelings. Maybe if you want to be in a house or in an apartment, if you want that this is just safe so that you can do your service or live your life without worries and anxiety. Be specific. Desired circumstances and feelings. May I be at peace. Again, be specific and visualize the situations and the feelings. Maybe to sit in nature and be undisturbed. May I be healthy. Again, be specific may I be full of compassion for others. After bringing some feelings to these affirmations, and after experiencing how the energy of your heart increases, you're now ready to be really a well-wisher to others. Please visualize now a person whom you wish to benefit. A person whom you wish well. It can be a person close to you. It can be a person not so close, but the point is you must bring some feelings to this. Now we will do the same affirmations or wishes in relationship to that person. Some of you can also think of a group of persons. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be at peace. May you be healthy. May your heart also be filled with love and compassion for others. Please end your exercise by staying in your heart space for some moments and feel how your emotional energy has been raised. I will soon give you a sign when you can end the exercise. See, the feeling of compassion is not something theoretical. When Prabhupada drove through King's Cross in Sydney and felt compassion for the people, it was not just some philosophical head concept. No, he cried in his back seat. When Vasudev Datta took care of others, it's not just some intellectual concept. He felt it. And when you want to take care of others, there must be some feeling for the others. They will feel it. When there is someone who really means well for me, I accept his help. When he just does it as a concept, I feel, oh, please go to someone else. I'm not so interested in this. To become a compassionate Vaishnava means a maturation of the heart from selfishness to selfless care. It's not an easy thing. It means to enter the school of compassion, to really start seeing people equally, with equal eyes. To really see that their happiness and their distress is just the same as your own. And then to do something concrete for the benefit of others. But if you can enter this stream of compassion, even a little bit, even 1 minute a day to start with, this stream of sattvic compassion, you will really see that two things will happen. You will think very often of Krishna, and the second thing is you will enter into a flow of universal compensation. In other words, what you give out to others, it will come back to you. Although this may not be the meditation of a compassionate person, he's not a businessman who wants to get his investment back, but it's just something which he experiences on the side, without even going for it. I thank you very much for participating in this workshop. We will now, in the second part of the workshop, be very practical. It will be about balancing your compassion, doing it maturely. And so on. We will speak about compassionate fatigue and narcissism and all kinds of psychological things. But now you have a fruit break of 50 minutes. Congratulations. The fruits are waiting with a smile already for you. I think Bhanu Nandini gives us an orientation how we continue.
Yes, just a little practical announcement. You can enjoy as many fruits as you like. Trithi Mataji has just requested the skin of the watermelon you throw down. It's organic and it will decompose. So we don't have enough things to place them in. So that was just the announcement, and we meet in 15 minutes, which is 12:30 here. Thank you.
Hare Krishna!